This is Fresh Air. I'm Dave Davies, filling in for Terry Gross. Our next guest is actor Danny McBride. Last summer, he was in two hit films. In the comedy Pineapple Express, a hybrid stoner and action film, he played a drug dealer who was beaten and shot and shot and shot again, but like a lot of characters in far-fetched action films, just kept on going. In Tropic Thunder, a comedy about actors making a jungle war movie, he played the pyrotechnics expert on the set. Now he's starring in the HBO comedy series Eastbound and Down. The DVD of its first season is now available. McBride plays Kenny Powers, a relief pitcher famous for his fastball and his big mouth. When he loses his fastball and becomes even more obnoxious, he finds himself exiled from the big leagues, so he reluctantly takes a job as the substitute gym teacher in his old middle school. In this scene, he has his kids dressed up as gladiators with fencing swords when the principal walks in.
From this moment on, you guys are no longer little kids. You're cold, calculated murderers. This is the mindset you got to be in if you want to be a champion. You got me? Cuddy, what do you need, bro?
Oh, no, I'm just observing the class. Carry on, please, because I am awfully intrigued.
Class, do we want the principal of the school in our secret meeting of learning?
Well, it's really not up to any of you guys. It's just part of my job. I have to observe my teachers. So.
People have spoken, Cut. Hit the halls, baby.
Okay. Just trying to clean up some of our language. And I'll just stand over here. That's fine with me. Yeah.
That'd be great for me.
I'll tell you, most of the teachers on the staff don't have a problem with me observing, but...
Well, I think you're about to find out that I ain't like most of these goddamn teachers.
Okay. How's that? Am I out of your peripheral?
Anyway, so... Besides getting shot in the back of the head, do you know what else Abraham Lincoln did? He was a champion wrestler in high school. And I'm not making that up.
Danny McBride, welcome to Fresh Air. So you were a substitute teacher before you started working as an actor and screenwriter. Did you take any experiences from your days as a substitute teacher and put them into Eastbound and Down?
You know, that was one of, the, I think, the first ideas of where Eastbound came from was I remember I was subbing and I'd been living in L.A. for a few years and really hadn't gotten anywhere. And I went back to substitute teach and I think I was subbing like for a German class or something. I don't speak German or anything. And I can remember introducing myself to the class on the first day saying, you know, I'm Mr. McBride. And I started to find myself like justifying why I was there to these high school kids who couldn't care less. I'll just tell them like, you know, this is just a stop on the way for me. I don't really plan on doing this forever. And I think it was that sort of arrogance, you know, which has kind of inspired Kenny Powers of like, you know, I didn't really mind subbing. I thought it was actually pretty cool and it gave me some good ideas for writing, but I was just, you know, thinking the whole time, God, if I didn't like doing this, this would be a horrible thing to have to come home and do after you've fallen from grace.
The funny thing is, too, it's such an insult to the students to say, I don't really want to be here. This isn't
exactly
what I should be. I should be doing something much better than this.
than shaping your mind.
Than shaping your mind. Yeah, this is just like an unwanted stop along the way being here with you. Because you get no respect at all as a substitute teacher.
None. All they care about is what kind of car you drive, and yeah, they don't care.
If you're just joining us, my guest is Danny McBride, and he's now starring in a series that he also co-writes on HBO called Eastbound and Down. Let's talk a little bit about Tropic Thunder. And Tropic Thunder is about actors making a jungle war movie on location, inspired by Rambo and all the other movies like it. And you play the special effects and pyrotechnics expert on the set, so you're the guy who does, like, you know, the dynamite blasts and the fire and the napalm. And I want to play a scene from the film. You're in the jungle talking with the grizzled war hero who's the military consultant for the film. He's played by Nick Nolte. And the movie that you're making is based on his memoir, Tropic Thunder. Here's the clip.
So we got to light these boys up today, huh? Blow some sense into these young men. Hey, I don't want to come off as weird or anything, but I might be your biggest fan.
Yeah.
Tropic Thunder. Kind of like my Catcher in the Rye. Yeah, I've never been in the military per se, but I have lost an appendage in the line of duty. Driving Miss Daisy for a studio gig. Yeah. It's a pretty cool sidearm you got there. What is it?
I don't know what it's called. I just know the sound it makes when it takes a man's life.
Okay.
Damien, we're go for explosion, ready to kick the tires and light the fires on your say-so. Damien, we're go for explosion.
I love the idea that you, the special effects man, lost a finger in Driving Miss Daisy.
which was a special effects heavy
man.
Film, of
course. That's such a slow-moving film about a driver and the woman that he drives. So what did you learn about pyrotechnics, playing the pyrotechnics expert?
I learned a lot. I got to shadow the special effects guys, and I learned how to use a flamethrower, which was probably the highlight of my education there. And it was crazy. It was like going to movie star camp. You know, you're there on location in Hawaii, and there's guys from like Nolte to Jack Black to Robert Downey Jr. Everyone has such a different process, and you're sitting there just kind of taking it all in. It was really amazing.
Well, speaking of process, Robert Downey Jr. in Tropic Thunder plays an actor, a white actor who's playing an African American. Soldier, and because the character Downey plays is such like the method actor, he starts to convince himself that he is black, and he never gets out of character, so he acts black even when he's not on the set. And since Downey is such an eccentric actor to begin with, what was it like to work with him playing this parody of like the worst cliche of the method actor?
It was pretty amazing. I mean, we would be around Downey all day on the set, and I would just forget it was Downey. You know, at nighttime, you'd see him for dinner and be like, oh, yeah, I keep forgetting that Robert Downey Jr. is in this movie. That's him in the daytime. But, one of the things I remember early on, it was like the second day of filming, I think, and in between takes, the sound guys, they'll usually cut off everybody's mics. But for some reason, I think they had by accident had left Downey's mic on, and I had an earwig in. I could hear what he was saying. He was still mic'd in between the take. And I can remember just like watching him, and I could, I watched him kind of leave the set, and he's like walking back to the trailers, and I'm like, oh, it's crazy, they're leaving his mic on. I can hear him talking to himself, and he was just still in character, going back to his trailer, talking about how he was going to go drain the lizard, and he was just still speaking in his voice from there. It's like he's not dropping it at all. It was pretty impressive.
That's really funny because he's like doing what his character does, which is like staying
exactly.
in character.
He doesn't drop character to the DVD commentary, he says.
That's really so funny. But he's so terrific in it. So were you ever afraid being around any of the fires and explosions in the movie?
The only one that was a little tricky was that first real big explosion in Tropic. They had the rest of the crew like a mile away from the explosion, and I was the closest one to the explosion. They had me up in the tower with the camera guy and an AD, and they were like, you should be okay here, even though we've moved the rest of the crew a mile away from this explosion. And they literally had a fire blanket up there, and they're like, if you feel like, it really immense heat, just duck and put this blanket over yourself. And so I'm expecting like a fireball to come shooting into that tower, and then of course when it goes off, it wasn't anything too scary. I wish I had been a little closer, actually.
The last year or so has been really big for you. You were in Tropic Thunder and Pineapple Express over the summer, and Foot Fist Way opened when, like, a year or so ago.
Yep.
And so you've gone, and now you've got your TV series on HBO. So you've gone from pretty big obscurity to some degree of relatively sudden fame. So how is that affecting your life, and how is that affecting your thoughts on what it's like to be kind of famous?
I guess, I guess the main difference is I'm just not worrying about how I'm going to pay for my car insurance or health insurance anymore. I mean, I've still surrounded myself with all the guys that, that I went to school with, and we all hang out together. And so, my personal life hasn't really changed that much since before all this began. I think I can just rest easier that I'm not bouncing checks right and left anymore.
Were you bouncing checks?
I was always living in overdraft when I was in L.A. It was hard not to. I mean, I was just PA-ing or waiting tables, doing whatever I could do to kind of make ends meet.
Right, right. So you mentioned now you can buy health insurance. So do you have like a group plan? I mean, it's not like you have an employer per se.
You can get very good health insurance through SAG and the Writers Guild. So that's what I signed up for.
Mm-hmm. Good. Okay.
All right. You sound like my mom. She's very proud that I have health insurance. That's probably the thing she's the most proud about with everything. It's like, good, you have health insurance. If something happens to you, we're not going to lose our home.
Well, Danny McBride, thanks so much for talking with us.
Cool. Thank you.
Danny McBride stars in the HBO comedy series Eastbound and Down. Its first season is out on DVD.